Chris Gibbs does join us from New Zealand now with Donna Logan. They've got a couple of horses aiming towards the Sydney Autumn Carnival. Morning to you, Chris.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. You've got two that will arrive over the next couple of weeks.
Yes, we've got the boy coming over endowment. He'll arrive Monday afternoon. And all going well, running the race for guineas. And then the filly, Dance, 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 will arrive a week later and head via the Vinery towards the Oaks.
Okay. Let's touch on the boy, first of all, endowment. Went around, and in fact, the New Zealand Derby, I was looking at the results this morning, it's likely probably the first five home, which include endowment into fifth, they're all aiming towards Sydney.
Yes, it's interesting. The form should, I'm hoping it's going to hold up good. You never know until you get over there and take on the Australians as well. But history tells us that it usually holds up pretty good, Andrew. So we were very happy with his run in the Derby, and that's why we've had a chat to the owners and said, well, look, let's roll the dice and have a go.
Okay. And he just seems to be a horse that keeps coming to the line there, getting to Derby trips.
Yeah, I know he gets the 2,400. I'm confident about that. And to be fair, he drew 20 in the Derby. He got caught wide all the way. His rider, Alicia, elected to make a move pretty much about the 1,000, between the 1,800, went right around them. And really, he sort of had them off the bridle at the top of the straight, and he was travelling, and I thought, ooh. But he'd just done probably just a little bit too much, and he was only beaten two lengths, so... Mm. I thought he did all the donkey work down the straight. If he could just get a decent draw, he's certainly probably one that's coming in under the radar a little bit.
Is he a horse that you prefer to ride him? I know you just mentioned there the poor draw in the New Zealand Derby, but what way do you like to ride him?
I prefer to ride him forward, actually. He just didn't. We certainly even tried to do that from that wide draw in the Derby, but he's a little bit tardy out of the gates and really the jockey just made up her mind and decided to try and sit and slot in. That didn't work. So my absolute preference would be, yes, to ride him forward. We rode him forward in the Great Northern Guineas over a mile, and he had the gate speed. I don't know where that's gone. So it's a bit difficult if they don't get out of the gates good enough. If you want to ride them forward, you've just got to – the jockey's really got to make up their mind as they jump, as you know.
So at this stage, an entry into the Rose Hill Guineas, and hopefully you get in there. It's going to be tight, given that there's probably five of you plus our local three-year-olds.
Exactly. I must admit, when you rang up before, you put the wind up me a bit. So I had a bit of a chat to the handicapper over there, and we had a little look at it. And I mean, history tells us that he should sneak in.
Yep.
Depending on how far the rail's out, I suppose at Rose Hill, we'll just adjust the starting.
Yep.
Limits by two. So if it's only out three, there's 18, and if it's out six, there's 16. So I mean,
right. Okay.
Yeah. Look, on the money he's got at the moment, history tells us that he will get in.
Yep.
So I've just got to go over there confident that we'll get a run, and if he doesn't, yep, it'll drop away. We'll just have to run in the Tullock a week later, I suppose. But we'll head over there with the idea of running in the Rose Hill Guineas.
Understand. Are you going to bring your own or get a jockey over here, mate?
No, we've got Damien Oliver has accepted the ride in both, which we're very happy about.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
He'll ride them in the Rose Hill Guineas and the Derby. Yeah, so we're very happy with that.
No, good stuff. The other one, you called it Dance, Dance, Dance.
Yeah, it's. I've certainly been told by Kylie Bax in no uncertain terms that you pronounce it like the Americans, which is probably pretty much the Aussie way of doing it anyway. So, yes, Dance, Dance, Dance. I'm pretty sure. I could get shot over this. I don't know, but I know she's been growling at people, I think, when they say dance. So I think it's dance.
You dug a hole. This is going to be heard all around the place, mate.
That's why
I've let you name it rather than me. She's pretty good though, mate, aiming towards the Oaks.
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, she's a filly that there's a huge amount of upside to. 12 months down the track, we're going to be, you know, really have a nice racehorse. I mean, she is at the moment. She's there's just not a lot of her. She's a big framed filly, but really doesn't carry a lot of weight, but tons of natural raw ability. So we had a good chat with the owners. I mean, she's done nothing wrong. She's been knocked pillar to post in last three runs, really, and still tough, found the line. So And we'll cop a little bit of an off track too. So, I mean, that's okay. A nice way to go over to Australia, just in case you do get those unseasonal storms and things blow through.
Yeah, well, we've been getting a bit of rain at Randwick the last couple of days, mate, so you never know what's going to unfold, but at least you know that if that happens, you've got a filly that can cope with it.
Exactly, and that's a huge thing. I mean, if you go over there with a one-dimensional sort of a horse that can only run on top of the ground, yep, or vice versa, it makes it difficult, but it certainly takes that little bit of pressure off that side of it. We can concentrate on other things as far as, you're going to get in, she's qualified, and it's interesting to see they've got her as equal favourite, or whether she still is, I'm not sure, but she was after Derby for the Oaks. So, yeah, the Aussie bookmakers and things have certainly got a high opinion of her, as we do.
Her runs certainly have been very strong. And I've got to ask then, if I ask about Ollie with Endowment, what have you done there with the filly?
Oh, with the filly? Michael Walker. We've engaged Michael Walker. We wanted to try and get someone to commit to both, and he was good enough
to
commit to the Vinery and the Oaks. So that's very good on our part. As far as we're concerned, we're very happy with that.
All right. Well, we can't wait to see them. Hopefully Endowment lines up in the Rosehill Guineas, comes over on Monday and runs on Saturday week with Damien Oliver, and Dance, Dance, Dance to line up in the Vinery into the ATC Oaks for Chris Gibbs. Chris, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you when they get here, mate.
My pleasure, Andrew. Thanks very much.